Exodus chapter 18. Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian, heard of all that God had done for Moses and the people of Israel, and how he'd led them out of Egypt. So he came to Moses, bringing with him Moses' wife Zipporah, who he had divorced, and Gershom and Eleazar, her two sons. Moses had named them like this because he said, "I have been a foreigner in a strange land," and therefore he had named one son Gershom, and he had also felt, "The God of my father has helped me and saved me from being murdered by the king of Egypt," and so he had named the other son Eleazar. So that just shows that even though Moses lived for 40 years there with Jethro in the wilderness, working as a shepherd, his heart was very much on the things of God, and his heart was very, very much on the things of being identified with God and his kingdom rather than the life that he was then living. And you see also how he had really failed in his marriage with Zipporah. It probably wasn't a good idea to have married the daughter of a priest, a pagan priest, when he was committed to the God of Israel. That was not really a great idea. And so the marriage, it seems, didn't really work out. And you never really read much about Moses' sons. You do about the sons of Aaron, but not about the children of Moses. And so there you are, he made this mistake, and yet God still worked through him, and that's what's important. And so Jethro came with Moses' wife and the two boys into the desert where Moses was camped at the mountain of God, that's Mount Sinai. He'd sent a message to Moses that they were coming. So Moses went out to meet him, bowed before him, and kissed him. They asked about each other's health and then came into Moses' tent. Moses explained to Jethro all that the Lord had done to the people of Egypt in order to save the Israelites, and he also explained to him about all the difficulties that they had faced on the journey and how Yahweh had been their God and saved them. When Jethro heard all this, he was happy, and he said, "Praise Yahweh, who has redeemed you from the king and the people of Egypt. Praise Yahweh, who redeemed his people from slavery. Now I know that Yahweh is greater than all the other gods, because he did this. And when the Egyptians despised the Israelites, he saved his people." So Jethro brought an offering to be offered and sacrificed unto God. And Aaron and all the elders of Israel went with him to eat the holy meal as an act of worship. The next day, Moses was judging amongst the people, and he was busy from morning until night as the people came to him. When Jethro saw all that Moses was doing, he asked him, "What are you doing all this for? Why are you yourself doing this alone, with the people standing here from morning until evening, waiting to hear your judgment?" Moses replied, "I have to do this because the people come to me to learn the ways of God and the judgments of God. When two people have a dispute or argument, they come to me and I judge between the two of them, and I explain to them God's commandments and laws." Jethro replied, "This is not correct. You are going to wear yourself out, and also these people as well, because they were having to stand all day waiting to hear Moses. It's too much for you to do this service alone. I want to give you, therefore, some advice, and I believe that God will be with you. You can represent the people before God and bring their disputes to him. That is correct. And you can teach them God's commands and explain to them how they should live and what they should do. But, as well as that, you ought to choose out capable men and appoint them as leaders of the people, over thousands, over hundreds, over fifties, and over tens. They ought to be God-fearing men who can be trusted and who will not accept bribes. Let them serve as judges for the people. They can bring all the really hard cases that they cannot resolve to you, whereas they themselves can decide all the other cases. This will make it easier for you, and they can share, therefore, your burden. And if you do this, as God is commanding, You won't wear out, and all this people can go to their place, having received their judgments. Moses accepted the advice of Jethro, and he chose capable men from all the Israelites. He made them rulers over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. And they judged the people, and they brought the difficult cases to Moses, but they resolved the smaller arguments and judgments themselves. And so Moses parted from Jethro, and Jethro returned to his home. So we do wonder about Jethro, whether he'd be in the kingdom or not. And it's difficult to say, because he was very pro the people of God and the ways of God. And yet he is called the priest, the pagan priest. And Moses didn't circumcise his children while he was living with him, so he was apparently not one of the covenant people. And yet you can see that he sort of wished God's people well. And there are times when people come into our lives like that, who, like Jethro, they wish God's people well, and yet they choose not to be part of them. And you just wonder whether God will accept them or not. But the important thing, of course, is faith in God and grace and living according to God's grace and his ways. That's really what God is requiring. And the question is whether that is really what Jethro did, and we don't know. But these things are in the Bible purposefully sort of open-ended so that we can think about them.